This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. From the Huffington Post, two school districts in California banned the display of LGBTQ+ pride flags last week amid ongoing efforts by conservatives to crack down on LGBTQ+ communities' visibility and civil rights. The pride flag bans is part of a larger push by conservative activists to focus their political efforts on local school districts, particularly in California, given the hold Democrats have on the state. Tensions have flared between teachers, parents, students and activists as large crowds turned out at both schools in Southern California and San Francisco. Trigger warning, this next story discusses suicide. For 24-hour crisis support and suicide prevention in Australia, call Lifeline on 13 11 14. From the Star Observer, Victorian coroners have received orders to investigate the apparent suicides of five trans and gender diverse people, with the inquest aiming to provide new recommendations to prevent further deaths. In the documents obtained by The Guardian, five trans and gender diverse people and their deaths will be part of an inquest in late November. Whilst individuals were unrelated to each other, they will be investigated together. The potential recommendations from the coroner investigations will hopefully provide strategies to prevent further suicides and death amongst trans and gender diverse people. Five people who had died were born between 1987 and 2001. All of the individuals were also receiving gender-affirming care prior to their passing. 3 days have been set aside for the upcoming inquest in November, with the directions hearing expected to be held on October 13th. From Pink News, America's first openly transgender state senator, Sarah McBride, is set for yet another historic win as she leads in the polls for Delaware's congressional vote. In the latest poll, the senator holds a firm 44% vote lead over her opponent, Eugene Young, who sits at 23%. The poll also found that among women voters, 60% prioritise McBride as their go-to candidate. The Human Rights Campaign, which commissioned the poll, signalled its support for McBride thanks to her history of passing medical protections and upholding human rights laws during her time as state senator. If elected, McBride will become the first openly transgender person to be elected to federal office. Elections take place on November 5th. From Star Observer, the State Library of New South Wales has opened up a pride line to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Australia's first Gay Pride Week, which took place between September 16th and 18th, 1973. They are calling on members of the queer communities to call in and share their pride stories by leaving a voicemail message. The number for the Pride line is 02-9273-1212. That number again is 02-9273-1212. Or you can visit the State Library of New South Wales Pride Line booth in the Macquarie Street foyer. These recordings will become part of the State Library's LGBTQ+ collections. The Pride Line will be open until Monday, October 30th. Turning to QNN Sport now, and from OutSports. Out gay Kiwi rower Robbie Manson has closed out the 2023 World Rowing Championship qualifying for the Paris Olympics in 2024. Competing in Serbia earlier in the week, the 33-year-old rower and rowing partner Ben Mason placed 11th in the men's double scull. Their placement has secured their spot for the New Zealand Olympic team. This is a remarkable feat for Manson following his initial retirement from the sport in 2019. Manson only returned to competition earlier this year, and his upcoming participation in the Paris Olympics will be his third time competing in the international games. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.